You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
This is David Siegel, the host of Dishin' and Swishin' on WSTRradio.com. I hope you're having a great Thanksgiving and enjoying listening to our show and following us on Swish Appeal.
Well, we actually started the Catch a Star Foundation way back in 2004. And, you know, it actually started before that. And just my first year coming to Indiana, 2001, off of a knee surgery, having torn my ACL, my senior year at Tennessee. And I remember getting here, and the season started, of course, and, like, I couldn't play. And one of the things that I wanted to do, my dad played professional basketball, and one of the things that we did as young children, I have an older brother and an older sister, we would always go on appearances with him. And my mom and dad did a great job making sure that we knew, like, look, there are people that aren't as fortunate as us, and our job, you know, our role in life is to help others. And so, I mean, that kind of started way back when I was a little girl. And kind of fast-forwarding when I got here and going through that first year of having to sit out, one of the things that I told the team was, look, I want to do any appearance that's out in the community, because I felt like, okay, I can go home, be depressed, you know, sulk about being hurt and not being able to play, or I could go out, be in the community, be around kids, inspire others, you know, inspire them, and just continue to build off of the dreams that I had. And so we kind of started my first Catch the Stars Youth Holiday Basketball Camp was back in 2001. And that was another goal of mine. One day when I make it, I want to have my own basketball camp, the Tamika Catching Basketball Camp. And so that was the first thing when we started. And then after that, the parents would come and like, hey, you know, is there any other program that you guys are offering? So we get together, my sister and I, and so the next year we added the fitness clinic. That was 2002, so we did the fitness clinic and the basketball camp. And again, oh, my God, that program was awesome. Is there anything else you guys can do? And so kind of like one of those things where it's like, all right, we can keep adding programs and just doing individual programs, or we can kind of branch everything underneath the foundation. And that's what we chose to do. You know, one of the things that we wanted to do was kind of branch out and be able to help kids in the community. And, I mean, Catch the Stars kind of goes with the last name, but, you know, catching dreams and allowing the opportunity for these kids to reach their dreams and, you know, kind of build off of everything. So that's basically what we've done. I mean, since then we've added mentoring programs, our Stars and Champs program, which is for the girls, Stars, Sisters, Teaching and Reaching Sisters, and for the boy, Champ, Changing Habits and Making People Successful. But through everything, I mean, it's all about preparing our youth to catch their dreams one star at a time. And we're focused on boys and girls ages 9 to 16, providing academic and sports-related programs. So that's kind of everything in a nutshell. I hope I didn't talk too fast, but, you know, just trying to get everything out there.